Today on The Grave Talks, Between Two Worlds, a conversation with clairvoyant psychic medium Brittany Ann. Brittany Ann is a gifted clairvoyant psychic medium and the heart behind Smell the Roses, a spiritual practice devoted to healing, connection, and transformation. Her abilities first became clear at the age of 4 when her parents recognized she possessed a unique gift. Using all 5 intuitive senses, Brittany Ann connects with spirits to deliver vivid, meaningful messages, helping others navigate love, grief, health, and life's most profound questions. But her work goes far beyond readings. It provides comfort, closure, and a sense of empowerment to those seeking peace and clarity. Today on The Grave Talks, we discuss Brittany Ann's extraordinary journey, what it's like to live with such a gift, and discover how her work has become a haven for those on a spiritual path. Join us as we explore how one woman's connection to the spirit world can illuminate the way forward for us all. So, Brittany Ann, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat with me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
And I'm going to start with a super basic question. This might be so basic to you, but I think that a lot of people get confused between psychic and clairvoyant and medium, and you're a gifted clairvoyant psychic medium. Could you kind of tell me a little bit about what your abilities are?
Well, I'm a clairvoyant. I have the ability to, all 5 senses. But I'm a clairvoyant psychic medium. I'm able to hear, see, feel, even smell, and even taste. So if there's, for instance, a client that I'm reading for, and maybe they just had some chocolate, I will be able to taste the chocolate. If they have an animal, a dog perhaps, I will be able to see the dog or smell the dog. So yeah, all my senses are really heightened and I'm able to see spirit. And that's a funny thing too, because sometimes if they want to show, they will show. And sometimes they will just talk to me or show me different things, objects, symbols, names, numbers.
When you were young, I'm going to guess at some point, was this always an ability you had? And at some point, did you realize that not everybody was like you?
Yes, it took a while.
I bet it did.
It definitely took a while. My parents actually, they realized my gift at the age of 4. So at that age, I wasn't aware, you know, I just would say or see whatever I see, I would say it. But I do remember when I was in first grade and I was sitting in class and what I seen was definitely not in the physical. And I'm sitting there and I seen so many different I seen spirits. I didn't know it was spirits, but
right,
I'm looking, young. Yeah. So in a direction that I was looking at, no one else is seeing this. And I'm looking over and you know how you have classmate friends. So I say, you see that? And no one's seen it. No one's seen what I seen. So that's when I felt like, is it just me? That happened many times, many, many times. And then once I realized it was just me, I had to been like around the age of maybe 8.
That's a lot for an 8-year-old to realize.
Yeah.
It's hard enough when you wear the wrong outfit to school or your hair's not the way everybody's wearing or whatever 8-year-olds tease each other about these days. When you realize something that profound, like I'm seeing things other people aren't, I would imagine that could have been a little frightening for you.
It was very frightening. I used to, like when I go to sleep, I used to put the covers over my face because I used to be so scared, or I will always try to sleep with my parents, or I will sleep outside their door. As long as I was close, they will wake up, and when they open the door, they would see me on the floor right next to their door. And they'll pick me up and put me in the bed or whatnot. But yeah, I used to be frightened, and it was this one guy that I would see all the time. Like when I would get scared, it was this one guy. He was dressed in an army uniform, very, very old. Like, well, at the age when I first realized this, I was really young. I didn't know the years behind it. I just knew it was like army. I used to see this man show up quite a bit when I was like fearful. And I never knew who he was. But when I seen this particular man, I would like get calm. I felt more at ease. But he would just show up and then disappear. And it was like he would show up. Looking back on it, it was more like he would show up to let me know, hey, I'm here. Everything is okay. And then disappear, but without saying it. But he has such an angelic spirit. So in my early 20s, I found out who this man was.
Really?
Yes. So, come to find out, this was my grandfather and my great grandfather, and they my dad's father passed when he was a little boy, so I never got to meet him. Knew nothing about him. Had no, you know, my dad barely, knew him because he was very young. I came to my parents one time. And I said, because I would always mention like spirits or whatever. So it just got to the point, I guess they just, realized, I just see spirits or whatnot. But this particular time, I actually called them on the phone. So fast forward in when I came to realize who he was, I had called them and I said, this man showed up, and he actually said something to me, and he said a name, and that's what really made me call them to see, like, do you know who this person is? Do you know this name? And my mom was like, that sound like your grandfather or your great grandfather on your dad's side. I said, well, I don't know, but he mentioned his name. Do you know? Well, the description of him sound like, she said, it sounded like my grandfather. And then the name, she said, yeah. So she woke my dad up and said, the name, I can't remember it right now, the actual name, but he said, well, when you come over here, I'm going to show you this old picture, and I want you to point out who it is that you've seen. Because in the picture, it was like a group of people. And I told him that he was in a uniform. And so when I went to my parents, he showed me this picture and he said, which one did you see? And I pointed him out and he was like, what? Get out of here.
That's
Get out of here. That
something.
is that's your grandfather.
That is something.
Yeah. So,
And a lot of times I've heard stories. Well, my nephew is like that. When he was young, he saw my dad. But as he got older, he grew out of it. But you didn't.
Yeah, I've heard stories like that where people grow out of it. No, it just got stronger. Well, really what it was, it just got, I would say deeper, where I feel like I was forced to accept it. Because over the years of the fear, and also I was more fearful of being judged.
True. Yeah, I get that.
I was fearful of being judged, or or fearful of being looked at as weird or odd or,
Right.
because I was still not understanding it. I would try to suppress it. I would see many things or see things before it happened, see things from past life, past from the past before I was even born. I would see current things like so. But what made it more fearful was me not understanding what the heck this was. My mom actually addressed it. My mom actually had the gift too, by the way.
I was going to ask, because a lot of times the level which you experience it, that's kind of a generational thing. And it is passed down, not with everybody, but
Yes.
you do hear of that. So that's
Yeah.
interesting. Your mom has that gift too.
Yes. And she actually she came to me at the age of 12 and sat me down and explained to me. She said, how you see spirits and how you can see things before it happened, the gift like mommy have. And I said, yes. She said, I don't want you to run from it. Don't be afraid. And still at that age, I was just like, it kind of went in one ear
As most
and
things
out the
do,
other.
coming from a mother to a daughter at that age.
Yeah. And I was just like, I was still scared. But like I said, when that man would come, well, my grandfather, when he would appear, it kind of eased me. But it was still frightened. Like I just didn't want to see. I didn't want to see. I didn't want to see so much, and I didn't understand why they were come to me. Whether I was at home, whether I was in school, whether I was at the store with the parent, like I would just
Yeah.
see them, and I just used to be like, "What? Why?"
Sometimes you
And
just want to be alone. It's like,
yeah,
come
so
on.
I suppressed it. I tried my best to suppress it. It didn't fully get suppressed, but things started happening where I started to beat myself up because I knew what was going to happen and I felt I didn't do nothing about it. So,
Oh.
yeah, so that's when I came into my acceptance. Something really tragic happened. I seen it well before it happened. It happened 2 days in a row. It showed me
Oh,
twice,
wow.
2 days in a row. I was just too afraid to reach out to the person because I haven't talked to this person in many years. And it was just so strange how, this was around when Facebook first became popular. And the person reached out to me on Facebook. Well, not reached out, they just added me as a friend. The day of them adding me as a friend, I get the vision later on that night. And the next day, well, that night, I wanted to reach out, but I was just like, no, like, I don't. I'm like, maybe this is not it. Maybe this is not what's going to happen. It was something very tragic. So the next day, I kind of just brushed it away. The next day, it came to me again around the same time at night. That time, I was like, I have to reach out. And so I was like, the next tomorrow, I'm going to reach out to them. Tomorrow was too late.
Oh, that breaks my heart for you and for the other person, obviously.
Yeah, so
But
it hurt me
yeah.
because I feel like I beat myself up because I feel like I was able to save him. But once I came to realization, especially and also talking to my dad, because my dad heard me break down when I got the news. I broke down screaming, crying. He talked to me and explained to me, like, even if, I was able to talk to him. Yeah, I could have warned him, but what's meant for
Yeah.
him in his life, it would more than likely, But I still, for a while, I beat myself up, but then that is what pushed me into acceptance. and stop running from it. To this day, my mom voice of that, like, don't run from it. Mm-hmm. Don't be fearful. And then that experience also helped me to step into what I need to do.
That would be a really incredible, incredibly difficult situation to be in, especially when you're not really sure how to process your own abilities and what everything means. But to have something that traumatic come to you, then you risk, if I tell that person, are they going to think I'm crazy? What do they do with the information?
Yeah.
You know, am I just scaring him?
Yes.
For no reason? And that's,
all those was my thoughts.
Yeah. That would be a lot to deal with. And I think anyone listening to this right now, I don't know how any of us would deal with it. Probably in the exact same way you did, with all those same questions.
Yeah.
And having a mother who has these abilities had to have been, she had to have been a great amount of help to you.
Yeah. I couldn't hide nothing from her.
As much as you wanted to growing up.
Which is how my children feel with me.
Mom knows everything. Literally, she does. Don't try to pull one over on her.
Yeah, bad enough, you know, the woman intuition. But also the gift. Oh, man, I couldn't hide nothing. I would have friends that would come over and they would say, we gonna have to whisper. We barely could talk. And even if we whisper, like, it doesn't matter what we say.
Because it's like, you know, it isn't about my mother actually hearing us. She knows this.
Yes.
I just think that would be so crazy to grow up like that. But then you get it at a different level than I would because you have that same ability.
Yes.
So, yeah, that would be tough. Did you?
I would get caught. You remember the show That's So Raven?
Yes.
I would get caught that. But a lot of people, honestly, a lot of people did not know until I finally accepted it. Of course, close friends, close family. But a lot of people that was around me, they didn't know. They used to just say, dang, you psychic, but they would play, you know, they wouldn't, but they would just say it, but not knowing, you know, that's really what I was, what I am.
It's so hard, like I said a little bit ago, to be different when you're young, you know, anywhere from 6 years old to 16 years old to 20 something, you know, if you're really different, it's hard because you don't want people to judge you. But then how do you hide this at the same time? And at a point you can't. And I guess that's when you realized when that came to you that you couldn't run from it.
Yeah, I couldn't run from it. And once I stopped running, I feel more at peace.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like I was hiding me. I was hiding me. And then I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. Like, the things that were given to me was to help, you know, to give guidance and help people. Mm-hmm. And I didn't understand that, though.
Right.
I thought I was just being haunted. Like,
yeah.
I didn't take it as, oh, just listen to the message. You know, I always think of, and I feel so close to that movie. I See Dead People.
Oh, the Sixth Sense.
Yes, Sixth Sense. When I say a lot of things that he experienced in that movie, I understood, like, from a very young age, I was going through that. And I never understood it. But, you know, once he came to accept, finally listen to the spirits, that's exactly how it is for me. Like, once I finally listen, they will leave me alone.
It's like they're just trying to get your attention and you just kept ignoring it.
So whoever made that movie, oh, they knew. They had to know. They had to either know someone who experienced it or they were. Because, yes. That is exactly how it is. It's like once I listen, then they'll leave me alone. But if I don't, they're gonna keep coming back.
Once you really did realize, okay, this is it. Now, I don't know, were you in college at that time? Did you have other ideas for your future?
Yes, I was in college. I actually finished college.
Good, good.
I never thought of doing this. Like, I never even thought of this. Like, when I was, it actually came to me at 23 to finally accept it. And that's when the traumatic experience happened that pushed me into acceptance. But yeah, I actually went to college. I was a paralegal for many years. Also, I actually went to college and I actually have several degrees, but I also became a teacher. But majority of my background is in law. And it transitioned to I end up starting my own business. I have a call center, but then once I came, see this, I have a story behind that, how I actually came into making this a business. It wasn't the plan. Never had a plan to even let the world know.
You know, especially when it's something you've ignored for so long. Not ignored, because it wasn't going to let you ignore it, but something you've kind of pushed down to like, oh, you know what, I need to embrace this, because I don't think you ever really had a choice. Eventually, you were going to have to embrace it.
Yes, absolutely. My cousins, I have twin cousins, and they know about my gift. So one day, one of them at that time stayed in California, and another one stayed in Michigan, in another state. One of them called me and said that they wanted me to do a reading for them. I did their reading. Her mom came through. Her mom passed over 20 something years ago at that time. And her mom had provided, and I'm only providing this because it ended up being on social media. So, otherwise, I don't discuss my clients' readings. But her mom came through and she provided some information to her that only she knew about. I had no idea about. She had a ring. I didn't know that her mom gave her a ring, but she roared in her adult years and she said, her mom came through and said for her to remove the ring out of her nightstand drawer, out of the drawer, to also put her picture back up. So she screamed. And she said, "Oh my gosh." She said, "The ring, I end up putting it in the drawer." Because she was like, about a week ago prior to the reading, she says, I think it was about a week ago, but she put the ring in a drawer because she needed to get it resized. So she was like, I'm just gonna put it in a drawer and I'll get it resized soon. But that soon just kept, So she forgot about it. And then the picture, she said her and her fiance at the time, they're married now, but at the time, they just moved. So she had put, the pictures and stuff, everything. Some things were still in a box. So she never took her mom picture back out. That was that. It was many other things in that reading, but she was just super excited and she called her sister and she was like, "You won't believe this." Told her what came through for her, and she was like, "Oh, I want to read it too. I want to talk to my mama too." Basically, so I did a reading for her, and quite a bit of things came out for her. For instance, I seen this bike. It was a 10-speed bicycle. It was sitting in her living room. Mind you, I never been to her home. I never even been to California. She had a bicycle. I seen her living room, and we're doing this on video. But where she's positioned, I can't see anything. It's just the wall. But while I'm reading her, it took me to her living room. And I was able to see, like, even how her living room was decorated, the bicycle sitting there. And her blinds were closed. I told her, well, they told me that she needs to start riding the bicycle. I told her what I seen first, and then they said for her to start riding a bicycle. What did you get it for if you're not going to ride it? And she said, she screamed, and she was like, oh my gosh. She was like, I got this bike like some weeks back. My intentions was to buy it to exercise, to ride it, but I never got to, and it's just been sitting here. It's a brand new bike. And they told her to open her blinds because it was daylight, and they told her to open her blinds, let some sunlight in. And she said, how do you know that? And I said, because I'm seeing it. So she was just super amazed with that, with the details. And then so that's when she called her sister and told her everything. And then her sister and her reading, they showed me quite a bit. Her mom came through for her too. It was something that stood out for her was I seen this white fluffy, like real, like a pillow. And then they showed me a brown little dog, but it was like right after they showed me the pillow. And I told her, and she said, oh, she was like, I sleep with this pillow every night. So she got it, and she showed me in the video, because we did a video call as well. She showed me, and she picked it up and showed me in a video. And while she's showing me, she said, I don't know about the brown dog, because I don't have a dog. And she just didn't know what I meant or what that was for. So while she holding the pillow up, she said, oh my gosh, I forgot. She was like, she turned the pillow around, and it's so small. It's a little bitty brown dog on the corner of that pillow.
Oh, wow.
It was so small. It was just like a little, but it was very small. And she was just freaking out because she forgot all about the dog. But she was like, it gotta be this that they're talking about, because it was combined together with the white fluffy pillow. And then they showed me the brown small dog.
Is it like in your brain, just kind of a vision? Like right now, I think of a lake, and I see it in my mind's eye. Does it kind of come to you like that?
Yes. Yes, it'll come to me, but it would seem so real. Like,
yeah,
it would seem like I'm there. It would seem like I'm there. Like if I see a beach, I would feel like I'm there. Like I would smell the ocean, the sand, it would bring me there.
Did it take a while for you to be able to trust it when you are reading someone, or when you first started, like with your cousins? Because I'm going to say this, and this might sound really strange, and it might not mean anything to them. And should I say it? You know how we question ourselves all day long, just going to the grocery store. Do I really need this? Do I not? So I could see how with your ability, especially when you're just starting off reading people, am I picking up on the right things?
Yes.
That would be hard.
Yes, I experienced that. I don't anymore, because I learned to just listen and give everything that's provided. Even if the client is not sure, they always come back and tell me later on once they grasp on to whatever it is. But I've learned to not second guess myself. I've learned to just literally The thing is listening and giving whatever I'm shown, whatever I hear, whatever I feel, whatever I see, whatever it is, I provide that. And I've learned by doing that, it's always dead on. And I used to be afraid because I used to feel like, but what if I'm saying this wrong? What if that's not what I'm getting? Of course, that came up. But that was many years ago. I'm now just more into, I just listen and follow. That's all.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation with Brittany Ann of Smell the Roses. Find a link to her website in the show notes. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Out at McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken meal deal o un $6 McDouble meal deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.